About a year ago, we brought you a story about a temporary visit of the Austin, Texas-based House of Songs project to Northwest Arkansas. House of Songs is a literal house in Austin, where founder Troy Campbell brings together songwriters from that city and elsewhere to write new music. Last year, he helped coordinate with the I'll Fly Away Foundation from Here, a project connecting Australians and Arkansans to complete some unfinished songs by Albert Brumley, the man who wrote I'll Fly Away and thousands of other songs. At that time, Campbell and I'll Fly Away Foundation board members Betsy Brumley and Kevin Bernier told me that someday, maybe there could be a permanent House of Songs project in Northwest Arkansas. And Friday afternoon, more than a half dozen people creating front porch music at the corner of 6th and C Streets near downtown Bentonville. This is the House of Songs, Northwest Arkansas. For this House of Songs, project founder Troy Campbell settled on a turn-of-the-century Victorian home with three floors. He's created a space where he wants songwriters to feel comfortable while acknowledging the home's history. When people enter the house, there is a piano to the left in almost the exact spot where a piano rested in the original music room a century ago.
And when you walk into the house, you'll see photos to the right, and those are the actual original owner's daughters. So each corner of Campbell's Corner here at 6th and C was done by the same builder, and he built a house for each of his daughters.
Troy Campbell leads a quick tour for visitors and points out eventually every room in this house will carry a name shared with a different Arkansas musical figure.
This is the Johnny Cash room. This is one of the biggest rooms. And so we have his image always watching us. And we use this for concerts. So this room, we just recently did a soft opening during Fayetteville Roots. So we had a wonderful concert here, an open house. So we wanted all the neighbors to come over. So all the neighborhood came over, and they told us the history of the house, which was wonderful.
Other rooms bear names like Sister Rosetta Tharpe, Lucinda Williams, and Al Bell, one-time president of both Stax and Motown Records. That's the part that's inspirational. There's also the practical, a redone kitchen and new appliances.
And so part of the House of Songs is to always have a nice washer and dryer, because we know artists, that's the one thing that's always missing in your touring life.
Friday afternoon, none of the songwriters were tending to laundry. They were outside, sitting on the porch, shoes kicked off, guitars in hand, and notebooks spread out all around. A major part of the House of Songs framework is designed around pairing songwriters who've never met into duos and then letting the newly formed teams create. In the first 24 hours of this incarnation, that's happened. But so has this multi-songwriting effort. On the porch are songwriters from Austin, Graham Wilkinson, Miranda Dawn, and Chris Hawks, and songwriters from the Ozarks, Isaac Duncan, Jeff Kearney, Meredith Kimbrough, and Eric Whithands. The songwriters have, at this point, been together about a day, and each decided to take a verse in a song that, despite being about 12 hours old and not quite finished, has a timeless sing-along feel.
This song in particular has been incubating. We started it yesterday with a smaller group, and so I guess with everybody here right now, we've spent about 25 minutes
for me.
It all started with a melody and a chorus, and then we all just kind of...
Everyone took a verse.
Yeah, we're kind of trying that out. I think it's working out. It's definitely a sing-along tune, so it kind of lends itself to having a group do it.
The first songwriters at this House of Songs say collaborating like this can be like having somebody offer that one needed clue for a crossword puzzle. Miranda Dawn, sitting cross-legged with her back resting on the porch's railing, says it can be just like having a conversation.
You're learning about everyone's history and stories and heartbreaks or things that they celebrate, and little pieces of it just get put in the story and of the song, you know, and that comes across in everyone's guitar playing or instrument playing from their voice and intonation or from the words they pick. And so I like collaborations. I think they can be really beautiful.
By Friday afternoon, one of the collaborating duos had already finished a song. Others were working. What happens to the music after a house of songs is done is wide open. Past sessions have led to music performed live and recorded for artists on albums. Graham Wilkinson, originally from Arkansas but now living in and performing out of Austin, says the experience of past house of song efforts proves that the experiences can have lasting effects.
It's comforting to be around people who are as crazy and neurotic as me. It's like, I don't know if that's the right word, but...
Makes me feel like I'm not so alone.
Yeah, it's like it's going over and over again about a line, and then when one person in the group says a line and everybody immediately agrees, that is what we were all looking for, and it I think all of us definitely spend time all by ourselves trying to write, you know?
It's all about that moment where it clicks, right? And, yeah. and you feel that energy there. And you can do that by yourself, but yeah, what you said, when you have seven minds working on it, it kind of throws gas on the fire.
And there's somebody to high-five afterwards. Yeah.
This House of Songs may have been an incomplete dream just a year ago, but its reality doesn't completely surprise Troy Campbell. He says there is a certain level of serendipity attached to this entire project. He says the work with Betsy and Kevin from the All Fly Away Foundation that led to what's happening this week first began with what Troy calls an interesting and auspicious first meeting with Betsy Brumley at the Folk Alliance, an annual gathering of singers and songwriters.
I was laying on a floor in the lobby hiding from the musicians I was currently working with so I could play guitar and hear my own thoughts, because I had 15 artists from around the world and we were working on this fabulous film project. And then I was hiding and Betsy comes up and decides to start talking to me. I'm laying on my back with my eyes closed thinking, well, this is a pretty good sign. Don't bother me. And she just goes, hello.
I just sat down beside him and just said,
goes, you seem really interesting. Yeah, you seem interesting. I'm going to sit with you. And I was like, okay.
Not much long after that, Betsy and Troy sit in the music room of the just inaugurated new House of Songs discussing how much they want the spirit of creativity to thrive here. And just a few feet away on the front porch, Graham Wilkinson, guitar cradled in his hands, says the opportunity to spend time with fellow songwriters with the goal of just writing is a godsend, but it's still work.
The intentionality behind it is still there. It's just, I think we're fortunate enough to be in this kind of environment because, you know, we had to schedule. We had to wake up this morning, and it was time to do this. And everybody here has been, you know, super pro and intentional.
There is an element of the House of Songs concept that isn't unfamiliar in 2017. Surfing across cable television will reveal dozens of shows about bringing strangers together to cook, design, sing, or somehow create a house, only to be judged and, one by one, eliminated from that house. Troy Campbell says competition is not part of this house, however.
Yeah, we don't have contestants. We have human beings. You know, contestants are great, but to have chemistry here and have people working together, that's what mankind's about. That's what people are supposed to do. That's how we become greater.
The singers involved with the House of Songs were at a welcoming party yesterday at Preacher's Son in downtown Bentonville and will be at Heartbreak House on Block Avenue in downtown Fayetteville tonight, beginning at 6. The documentary about the House of Songs project involving Australian singers coming to Northwest Arkansas to finish the songs of Albert Brumley will also be shown there. Troy Campbell says future House of Songs sessions in Bentonville will include songwriters from Greenland, Pakistan, and Cuba. We'll keep you up to date. This is Ozarks at Large.